you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome to our WWE Crown Jewel, Crown Royal Predictions Show.
Yeah.
I was like sitting here thinking, wait, which one is this one? That's right. It's the Saudi Arabia show. Greater than or equal to WrestleMania, Larson.
Yeah, we've got like. It's greater than or equal to WrestleMania, yeah.
Right. We've got a. How many matches on the card?
Eight.
They're actually doing a pre-show match?
Yeah. Haven't one of those weird. In a while. That means we have to start 9:30 instead of 10.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's all right. McGriddles earlier than later. I'm fine with that.
That's a good point. So before we get to our picks.
I get the McGriddles, I don't know.
We should. You didn't do it last time.
I know. High controversy on that one.
Massive controversy. So before we get to our picks, let's talk confidence points. We use confidence points here. Friendo Club Wrestling. So, for example, 8 matches on this card. The match you're most confident. You're just, I'm sure this person's going to win. You give 8 confidence points. The match you're least confident. You're like, I'm not exactly sure who's going to win this one. You give that 1. Each match will have a unique confidence point. Value, no duplicates.
No duplicates.
You get your pick right. You get those points. And for this one, for the Big Blue Predictions Challenge, the bonus challenge. So if you get the whole card right, you'll get 2 bonus points. You get the most points, you'll get 1. We'll have tiebreakers and prop bets and all that good stuff for the actual
And I
thing.
Know.
What?
I know what people are thinking. They're like, Big Blue Prediction? What? How do I get in on that? It's very simple. You go to patreon.com/Steven Larson. The Friendo Club setup is $5. That's right, $5 a month. Gets you into the Big Blue Predictions Challenge, Larson, off camera. I'm going to talk to you. I've got an idea about adding physical rewards to these monthly predictions challenges. That's right. We might be introducing something that you'll get in the mail and you can floss and be like, I am a predictions challenge winner.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that off camera because I got to make sure that you're cool with it. And then also you can get the same stuff. You get the predictions challenge bonus episode.
Let me ask you a simple question. Threads. Does it involve me doing more work?
No.
Then I'm fine with it.
All right. So we've got that. And also, of course, you can also get access to the predictions challenge by going to youtube.com/Steven Larson and clicking join. That's right. It's our podcast channel. Sorry. I'm sorry. Wait a second, Larson. It's called Steven Larson's Going in Raw WWE and AEW podcast.
Thank
channel.
You.
That's what it is. Click join over there. It's also $5 a month. You get access to the bonus episodes, the huge predictions challenges, and of course, question thread. So, Larson, where are we going to start today? I'm assuming the pre-show.
No, I'll start with the main event. Of course, we're going to start with the pre-show. Steve, pre-show match as announced. Sami Zayn taking on JD McDonagh.
Ooh, JD loses a lot. Yeah.
You got that right. On that note, Steve, who do you got?
I got, of course, Sami Zayn. I got Sami Zayn. I got 5 confidence points because I never put too much in the pre-show. Actually, hold on. No, I've got 6 confidence points on this one. I just noticed something here. I got 6 confidence points on this one.
Very well. I got 7. Sami isn't losing this match. Come on.
No, I know.
JD doesn't beat anybody. He's a losing wrestler. Sami is not a losing wrestler. Sami Zayn wins.
I know.
I understand the philosophy of not putting too many confidence points in the pre-show. This is an exception to that rule because this is
it's a lock.
Obvious that Sammy's going to win this.
It's a lock. It's a lock-ish. It's a lock-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Not 8, but 7. All right, let's go to the main card. First match I got here.
Mitch.
Rey Mysterio defending the United States Championship against Logan Paul. Steve, now I'm curious about your opinion on this one.
Who I got 2 confidence points on this, and I'm putting them on Logan Paul. He doesn't win a lot in WWE. Yeah, he won his last match against Ricochet. I get that. And I know he's not around very often, but we're heading into season. We're heading into Survivor Series, Rumble, Mania, right? Elimination Chamber in Perth. I'll probably bring him out that because that's a big payday for everybody. So I've got Logan Paul. I think he's going to be around a little while. They're not doing anything with this United States Championship. That being said, only 2 confidence points. I'm not very confident in this pick. It could go, in my opinion, either way. They might want to keep on telling this Rey Mysterio, Bobby Lashley, Street Profits thing with the LWO, and then Santos Escobar might still be burnt because of the U.S. Championship thing. I don't know. I kind of feel like that feud doesn't need the United States title unless they're going to put it back on Bobby, but I feel like that feud is more about the Street Profits. Logan Paul is going to take this thing and he's going to put it on that podcast of his.
I agree with you. I'm actually a bit more confident than you. I have 3 points on Logan to get this win. We're doing this, what is today, Tuesday? We're doing this on Halloween Tuesday.
Yeah.
Obviously before the go-home episode of SmackDown. So things could change heading into Crown Royal yet, although I guess there's spoilers out there. I could read the spoilers, but I'm not going to. I don't want to be spoiled heading into SmackDown on Friday. Anyway, they got Logan with 3. Everything you said is right. I would not be surprised if we see Logan Paul versus L.A. Knight. Yeah, at WrestleMania for that U.S. title, and L.A. Knight walks out U.S. champion.
Yeah, I could see that being
Sorry,
the case.
What?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next match.
Next match.
Cody Rhodes taking on Damian Priest.
Damian Priest.
How many confidence points do I have with this one? A lot. Yeah, Cody 6. Cody doesn't lose unless it's to Brock Lesnar. And even then, it takes a broken limb for him to lose. You know, I wonder if there's a possibility if they do the thing like they did with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania 31 where he loses early only to cash in later. I'm not necessarily expecting that. But I am curious to see how Judgment Day plays into the World Heavyweight Championship match because I think they're going to have a role. I'm not sure what exactly. Regardless of that, Cody ain't losing. Cody 6 confidence points.
Yeah, I got Cody Rhodes with 5 confidence points here as well. A little bit less than yours. I've got a lot of confidence points on a huge multi-person match.
Oh, I do too.
Coming up in a sec. but yeah, I got Cody with 5 here. Damian Priest, man, he's got money in the bank. Traditionally, that means you just lose a lot until you end up winning the World Heavyweight Championship or whatever title you cash in on. Laughable for him to suggest on Raw that he's going to cash in on Roman Reigns. He could cash in on Seth Rollins at Crown Royal. I don't know. I do know that he's going to lose this match because Cody Rhodes doesn't lose.
Cody Rhodes doesn't lose.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Next.
Next, bitch.
For the WWE Women's Championship, champion Io Sky defending against Bianca Belair. Steve, who do you got?
So I've got one confidence point on this match, and I've got Bianca winning, although I think they're going to do a thing where she doesn't walk out with a title. But I think she's going to get – she just came back from 2 months. She's on a revenge trip. Could she stand to lose? Sure. She doesn't lose very often. So I feel like she's probably going to win this, but like it'll be a DQ, a weird DQ win where what's-her-face's damage control will just get involved. Something weird will happen. I don't know. Could be like a double count out as well. They could do some sort of wonk shit with this. Or she could just straight up win that championship. I don't think Io Sky is going to win in a straight up. And I kind of don't see her. Like, we've seen Bianca Belair take out all of damage control en route to winning against Bayley a million times. I don't really see this as being any different. So it's only one confidence point, but I got Bianca winning here. She was gone forever, and usually the return match she wins. Or
usually,
wins.
Usually. That being said, I feel like, or I'm hoping, that given what we see in the past with Bianca and damage control and that she always has their number, now that EO's champ, things are a little bit different. You know, I got EO right now with one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Again.
Neither of us very confident about this match.
No, I honestly have no idea who's going to win this match. You know, again, we haven't watched the go home. So this will probably change before the final picks are in. EO has not had that belt very long, 2.5 months. I still don't know how things are going to shape up for Bianca's Mania match. Is she going to walk in Mania's champ? Potentially against Charlotte. Charlotte going to walk in as champion. Bianca have to beat her there. Don't know. So we have to start thinking ahead to those type of things here coming up. We're almost in November, almost on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's all going to take shape. So right now I'm just saying champ retains, but only one confidence point.
I could see this being the kind of thing where like there's some sort of weird shock DQ loss for Bianca. She gets pissed off and lays out all of damage control afterwards. Gets the heat back.
They just don't. Triple H doesn't really do that in pay-per-views, though.
Well, I mean, he does a thing where you get the heat back. Like, there's not a lot of DQ. There's not. I agree with you.
Pay-per-views typically a lot of conclusive, not necessarily clean, but conclusive finishes. You know, someone
like
wins
a count out, like a count out.
You don't get a lot of DQ count out or match never starts nonsense that we got under.
Yeah, we're due for one. Next match.
All right, let's talk this one. Greatest of all time, says WWE, John Cena.
Oh, who are we to argue with that? I agree.
Well, it's very much up for debate anyway. That's a different program. John Cena's taking on Solo Sikoa. What do I have here? I opened the wrong thing. I think I got John Cena with two right now.
Oh, wow.
Until I know this actor strike is ending soon, I'm saying John Cena's sticking around until that happens, until pen hits paper on a new deal between the producers, studios, and the Screen Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Cena's sticking around. He's made such a point of him saying he hasn't won a match in nearly 5 years.
Yeah.
That, maybe more than 5 years, whatever. It's like two more than 2,000 days. It's 2018, he said, yeah? It's the last time he won a singles match
2018,
on television. And I understand, if this was like, hey, if I lose, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, Solo's winning. That hasn't been the case yet. It's like.
Well, that's basically what Paul Heyman said, though. He was like, you have to win this match if you want your career to whatever.
Yeah, but there wasn't so much if you lose, you have to retire. It's like if you lose, it's because you get spiked and you can't talk. But he just got spiked on SmackDown. He already can't talk based on what Paul Heyman had to say. So,
yeah.
This might change based on Go Home. I got Cena with 2.
I got Solo Sikoa with 3. This dude is gone. John Cena is leaving. He's going to put this guy over. Solo Sikoa does not lose a lot. He does lose those big matches against like Cody and stuff like that.
Well, he lost LA Knight,
that,
too.
Though. Yeah, he lost LA Knight, but LA Knight's in the main event right now. Cody's a main eventer, too. John Cena, not a main eventer anymore. He's going to lose this match. He's got to start prepping for the Hollywood stuff again because that strike is going to be over soon. I think that right now he is going to – they got to play it safe with him because if he wins this match and bounces out of there, then Solo's going to be standing there with his dick out. They got to play it safe right now. This strike could end tomorrow, and John Cena is going to be gone. So they got to squeeze as much juice as they can out of this greatest of all time. No debate, no argument. Solo Sikoa, 3 confidence points.
John Cena wins. Lol.
I could see the hamster wheel spinning right now in that little head of yours. You're like, oh, that's a good point.
No, I have thought about all that. I still think as long as Cena's there, if he's gonna be another two weeks, they get a rematch on SmackDown. Solo wins that one.
Here's my prediction. You're gonna change this prediction by the time
we'll see. We'll see. Now that you say that, I might dig in my heels.
Oh no.
Well, what do I care? This is bonus points. Who cares?
They bring the dog out in you with the prediction.
Maybe. I got my G1 briefcase I can cash in. That'll hopefully net me more than a point or two. Anyways, World Heavyweight Championship match. Seth Rollins defending against Drew McIntyre. Steve, who you got here?
Ooh, I don't know. I got, you know what? I'm going to do this actually. Sorry. I got 4 on Solo Sikoa and 3 on this one. I don't know, man. I got Seth Rollins right now. Because I do think that the story is Drew uses this loss to they use this loss for him to break, turns into a real heel. He loses this and absolutely massacres Seth Rollins. And hell, maybe Damian Priest does cash in. I don't know. But I got Seth winning this. I think it fits the story. You got 3 confidence points on this one. Do you put our confidence points up on the screen when we do this thing?
No.
No, okay, good. So you don't have to.
It would be a.
Because I do that shit.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, things change. I understand that. So people got to listen to us and get our confidence points. I got Seth with 4 for everything you said. I'm really curious to see how Judgment Day play into this match. Is it as simple as Damien cashes in? Damien didn't seem too happy to be part of Judgment Day at points on Raw this week. And that bit backstage where they're all kind of celebrating, he was like, yeah, this is fun.
He had to be convinced.
Yes.
He does not like Rhea being the leader. And she's like, I'm not the leader, which means she's the leader.
She's the leader.
Yeah. But getting back to this, I think you're right. They're going to have a role in this somehow. Yes, I don't know
whether it's Priest cashing in, whether they try to help Seth or Drew win, try to recruit them.
Yeah.
Imagine if Judgment Day helps Drew win, he's new leader, and Priest is like, or new member, and Priest is like, all right, here's another, huge star. You got Drew, you got Rhea here. Where do I fit in?
Yeah,
and then he bounces.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. That'll be weird.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But then you get Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest feud potentially. That could be interesting. Mm-hmm. It's fresh feud, something we haven't seen before. Next, women's World Championship match. Rhea Ripley defending against Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Raquel Rodriguez, Zoe Stark. You said he had a lot on this one, Steve. Do you have more than 5?
I got 7 on this match. I got 7 on Rhea Ripley. Dude, this is going to be like her moment. This is unintentionally going to sort of propel her to the, okay, what are they even going to do now sphere? Because they just haven't built up anybody to her level besides maybe like Becky Lynch. I mean, Bianca Belair is on a different brand, so that's not really going to work. But Rhea really is kind of in a league of her own. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I guess, Becky would be the next thing because she was talking about the title, I make the title or whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody else here, as much as they try to build them up, they're a bunch of, you know, D-leaguers versus Rhea Ripley, who's like in the A-league.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I got Rhea with seven. I'd be shocked, shocked, I tell you. None of these other women, unless they did a stupid thing where for shock value they gave it to Nia and then Rhea gets back on Monday, just absolutely destroys her. I guess that's a possibility. So my points might change, but just Rhea Ripley's the main character of Raw right now. She opened the show on Monday.
Yeah.
So yeah, seven confidence points on Rhea.
Yeah, I got Rhea with five. The only reason it's not higher is because there's five people in this match.
Yeah, right.
You know, if it was a four-way match, I'd have six. Three.
Oh, there you go.
I'd have seven. If it's one-on-one, I'd have eight on Rhea.
Wow.
I don't think Rhea's losing this. But there's a lot of people in this match, so I can't have a ton of confidence points because possibility exists, like you said, where they have a shock title change only for Rhea to get it back on Monday in a one-on-one bout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Main event for the Undisputed Universal Championship, your champion Roman Reigns taking on L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I think L.A. Knight's going to win?
Nah.
So I got Roman with eight confidence points. Looking at your scores here, I'm guessing you have the same, Steve.
I mean, yeah, I got eight confidence points. LA Knight had his win this past Friday on SmackDown. I'm sure he'll have some sort of other stand tall moment where he has Roman Reigns shook. God bless Roman Reigns for selling LA Knight as an actual threat. Look, I love LA Knight. He's a meme wrestler. He probably shouldn't even be in the... I'm actually kind of surprised they put him up in the main event scene. Now, I wonder if they think, you know what? If he is sustainable, we can always bring him back up to the main event scene or put him on Raw and put him in the main event scene there where the World Heavyweight Championship is a bit more realistic for him. But let's strike while the iron's hot. And then if he can sustain this, you know, crowd reaction, he'll get back to the main event at some point. So it's probably a smart move. But that being said, right now, LA Knight has zero chance of winning this. Eight confidence points, all the confidence points.
Same. Roman wins.
Yep. Anyways, so let us know in the comments below, who do you think is going to win and what are your confidence points behind your decision? And yeah, like I said, you could join us in our big predictions challenge. It's the bonus round for Crown Jewel. And then we're heading into Week of Champions 3. There at, what is it, Full Gear and Survivor Series.
Correct.
So you can do that. Hit join over at youtube.com/Steven Larson or go to patreon.com/Steven Larson. $5 and up. You get a bunch of other stuff as well. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. Notify bell. Till next time, we'll see you around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.